The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Fuck a rongo ki te tangi a te kori mako. Korero flowing at the hook of force. Kaupapa relevant, kaupapa out of bounds. Kaupapa exigent, kaupapa paramount. Nā ko nā whakapiri mai ki te kaupapa tino whakahira hira. Fuck a rongo pi kari kari mai. Hare hare mai o tā ringa hare hare mai. We gotta
gather up close everybody. Gather up close everybody.
Kani kani move that body. Kani kani move that body.
Ko te rerenga tēnei o ngā kupu mihi i runga i ngā matangi haunui, ngā matangi hauroa, ki ngā karamatamata o ngā maunga, ki ngā whāwhārua. Puta noa i Aotearoa, whakawhiti te moana raukawa ki te Waipou Namu. O tira kia koutou i te ao ngai taringa nui tonu hoki mai. Kia ora koutou, welcome back to Taringa.
Tēnā tātou.
Tēnā koutou katoa i te iwi.
And here we are, ko te putanga iwa te kaumāwhitu. 97.
Ono.
Iwa te kauma ono.
Iwa te kauma ono. Yep. I was at intermediate.
I was sixth form.
Erica. I was six.
Kuanga. Naui, are you a six?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Okay, so we've established who's the well-matured one.
Rangatahi tonu hau.
A tau nei.
A tau nei. A tau nei.
Hoia no, hoki mai e te iwi, iwa te kauma ono. And we're back at you again with Once Upon a Timer.
Once Upon a Timer.
Once Upon a Timer. But before we get into our Once Upon a Timer, ko tā tātou kiwaha i tēnei rā.
Kiwaha.
Ana.
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 Now, some of you guys, I'm sure you've heard Anna before. Now, that is Anna.
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 Which you will hear quite a lot in Whanganui.
Oi.
Or if you're from Whanganui, you would say Whanganui.
Mm.
Whanganui. Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. Us three here aren't from Whanganui. From, so we say Whanganui.
Or Whanganui. No.
Yeah.
Oh, you do, yeah.
No, we don't. We say that. Oh,
okay. And if you were from Ngaitahu and Whanganui, or if you were from Ngaitahu
Taitokerau,
you would say
and Tūwai.
Oh.
No, that's just...
No, you can't mix it.
Yeah.
Hakanui.
Hakanui.
So it's not Ana. This is Ana.
Ana.
Yeah. And Ana, there's lots of ways you can use Ana. Mm. Can be like, see,
told you.
Yeah, there
yeah,
you
told
go.
Told you, yeah.
Yeah,
Ana. Yeah, Kyle.
Or shame.
If you have a bit of a realization, Ana.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep. Mm. Ana.
Or when you jam your finger in the cup.
Oh,
Ana. Oh.
Trying to think of some like a scenario like oh you tell someone to do something and they don't listen and then whatever happens which you thought was going to happen happens and
that's the one that's the one I was trying to get like ing
or you could be playing cards
and
you know
you got the bells
someone's got the left bell and it's already gone out and you're waiting for the right bell but you think it's the card under you know it's been turned on and it's like they put their card out
and you're like oh
yep so that's Ana.
You take your phone out of its phone case and someone tells you to put it back in, but you think it looks better without it.
Yeah.
And you drop it.
Yep.
And you it jump smashes. Ana. Yep. That's what you get.
Give it a new face over.
Yeah.
The other way too, the ana can also sort of mean like behold.
Yeah.
Behold, so like ite kimi e tana tupuna and ka haere e ki tētahi wāhi. And ana ka kite i reira. And thus
behold.
And yeah, behold.
Thus, that is sort of what's going to happen in our one upon a timer.
Ana, ko tai ki te wā, kia huri ki tā tātou kaupapa i tēnei wā ara, once upon a timer. Nō reira, whakarongo mai, pī karikari mai, are are mai.
Gather up close, everybody!
Uhi nui, uhi roa, uhi matarau, uhi tā hai hai nei, i te kiri ke te rewa, i te kata te tato nui, te tata roa, te rata tonei mai, a rata o rei, ka mui rangi rao ko, papa ko, puta kuru, moko kuru, moko kumanu, kumanu na manu.
Let us journey through the corridors of time to an age darkened by the narrow minds of the kuware, but dimly lit by the memory of the ancient scholars. To a time where interdimensional existence was looked at no more than the ebbs and flows of the tide, and where man and God lay at the feet of their own desires. Once upon a time, in Te Aotearoa, we find a young Mataora toiling his whenua and pondering turbulent thoughts.
Poko, you should be the Buddha, Atitini. Te wairero a te mano.
Don't you wish your garden was as bountiful as your neighbours? Kai a te tuki.
Hei a hae nei whakaro hea hea oku. He matomato taku māra. Ko whai o, ko whai oranga, ko taku whakaiti, ko taku hāpai heru. To hell with those thoughts. My garden is lush. I have sustenance. I have a livelihood. My humility is my crowning jewel.
Hey, butu tere, tō tātou wai.
Anei, Mataora.
Ah, tēnā koe, ngutu tere. Ka mutu pea.
Kia mohi o mai koe, e mata. Ko tai mai he o pe nōtua o pau tererangi. He rangapū tūrehu. You should know that a group from beyond Pau Tererangi has arrived. A company of tūrehu.
Oh, pono marika, true that. I wonder what they want. Hehe, ai ni pē ko te koingoa tai hemahema ki te tai puapua tā rātou e whai nei. You better look out, girl. Those tūrehu men will steal your heart with one glance of their iceberg gaze.
Kā tahi rā, wai tō tang mataure. E kore e tae ngā tae o tūrehu, tēnei pari puapua te papaki mai kia mō hinu hinu ai. Anyway, you know what they say, he wahine, he whenua, ka mate te tangata.
Eki, eki, ngutu rere. Touché, mademoiselle. I best look out myself, eh, in case I'm captured by their bleached beauty. Tēnō kore nei. Tēnā, me whakarite tātou ia tātou, ne?
And so the village prepared themselves from provision to personnel in order to receive their esteemed guests. Just as the mihi mihi took place, Mataora was struck by the blade of his very own jinx. Amongst the ranks of the mystical manuhiri, his stare startled upon a beauty of a divine nature.
E tama, anō he ahi tawa koutou. Could you fellas be any more obvious? Where's your dignity? Your wives, daughters, mothers and karani can all hear you. You lot need to exercise a little more restraint and be more respectful. Had I known you'd act this way, I wouldn't have worn such revealing clothes. I'm not some piece of meat you can objectify, you know. E kira. Men these days.
A bewildered Mataora was oblivious to the whispering, scolding of his whanaunga to his misunderstood male counterparts. He had even missed the cue to stand and take part in the way at the tautoko for his kaikōrero. Lost in his own world of wonder, Mataora sat with his jaw ajar and an absent look in his karu.
Ko ai tōna ingoa. E tūtaki au ki aia. What's her name? I must meet her.
The two groups sat down to a meal and some entertainment. Mataora made his move.
Tēnā koe. You must be very tired.
Don't tell me. From running through your mind all day? Kia koe hoki. Pōuri atu me o kōrero. Whakahōhai au.
Carl, no, I didn't mean it by that, but hey, that's a good one. No. You look worn out from your journey.
Wow. Worn out? Is that meant to be some sort of compliment in this world? Well, Where I come from, it's closer to an insult, especially to someone of high social stature.
No, no, not at all. I mean, you look tired. I would never wear you out. I mean, it's not a compliment.
So it's an insult?
No, I'm just showing concern.
For what? Are you saying I'm fat?
No, what? I didn't say that.
What? So fat is ugly to you? Is that what you're saying?
Now you're twisting my words. Fat is not ugly.
Oh, so I'm not fat enough for you now?
We'ina, man, you lower lot are difficult.
What do you mean, you lot?
Hey, look, lady, all I was going to say was you look tired from your long journey. Would you like some wai from our puna ariki to relieve you of your tiresome trek? And if it pleases my lady, my people have bedded our warmest wharepuni with the finest of bedding for you to retire to.
Kia tau, bro. Why didn't you say that in the first place, instead of being oate maka? And where are you sleeping? Hopefully far from my quarters.
Ooh, e whiro e, take me now. Get me out of here. Oh, and don't worry, I'll be as far as possible as I can from you tonight. Why, I'd rather sleep on a bed of kina shells than be within a mile of you.
Menga, menga. E whiro e, on a bed of kina shells, eh? Geez, you up a lot are pretty uppity. Tō whakakata hoki, you're funny.
You don't see me laughing.
Oh, I wau nei hoki.
Just then, a guard for Niwarika interfered.
E taku ariki, e rari tohu.
E kau, kei te pai mau. I'm just teasing our host here. They seem to be absent of humour around these parts. Ko wai tō ingoa e hoa?
Ko Mataora ahau.
Mataora here was about to escort me to the puna ariki and then to my sleeping quarters. You may take your leave now. Tēnā whati atu.
Yes, my lady. O Marie.
So, Mr. Katakore, where is this puna ariki? This better be no mimi puddle.
Yeah, please, my lady, don't tempt me. Right this way, my lady. What did you say your name was again?
I didn't. E kore te wahine e whāki atu e tōna ingoa ki te manene. A woman should never give her name to a stranger.
Oh, pai no, we'll just call you Punamimi.
Katahira, how do you desecrate the great name of Niwareka?
Ha ha, aiare, he māma tō huakina mai. My lady, you give me your name with such ease. What will people think of you?
Kakata o niho matahewa. Just show me to the puna.
What do you say?
Now!
Oh, okay, right this way, niho teka.
Who are you calling?
And so our reluctant host chauffeured his sharpened tongue guest to the puna ariki, where she was able to bathe in the warm spring. It was here the couple became more acquainted.
So, Miss Niwareka, what brings you up to Te Aotearoa?
Some call it exhibition for rangahau purposes. My father calls it interdimensional relations. We come to the upper world to meet with you lot and try to learn to understand.
What do you think of it so far?
Well, how do I put it in a nice way? You wage war on each other for silly things like land and women, the social pyramid seems to be upside down, and your arts are respectively quite primitive.
Oh, okay. Kei au koe mo te pono. Thank you for your subtle honesty. We aren't all that bad, you know.
But I must say, amongst all the anger, jealousy and shame, you have great empathetic and caring qualities for each other. It's like you do bad to feel love. Us tūre who find it very interesting, this unconditional love.
As the moon sat on its twilight throne, the interdimensional duo continued to exchange ideas from their interwoven worlds, both coming to amicable understandings until it was time to retire for the night. Mataora, the true gentleman, escorted his tired guest to her sleeping quarters and then returned to his in search for slumber.
E ara e ara, Mataora. E hea koe ina pōra. I te korenga ou i tautou te kāpura o tō whare ka pīnau te ahi. E kene pia, i te tautou a kētia te ahi o tētahi atu. Your mates are about to leave.
I pakaru pai a Mataora I tōna whare. Mataora flew out of his whare like nobody's business, hoping to catch his subterranean friend before she left. But what he saw simultaneously confused him and excited him. Our Tūrehu maiden was seen bidding her kinfolk farewell as if she was staying behind. Mataora rushed closer.
Hey, kāre koe wehe atu ana? You aren't leaving?
E kau. There's so much more to learn about this world, and I hope you would assist me in doing so. Something I think only you can teach me, Mataora.
What can I teach you that you haven't already learned or I haven't already told you about?
Well, the silly thing you up a lot call unconditional love.
And so the bickering pair were joined at the heart and lived in happiness. Niwarika became the love of people. She even taught them some form of weaving kākahu from her world, and she learned to live with her newfound people in harmony and peace for some time.
They're taking her away from you. She stayed to be with you, not them.
Hello, my love. I've returned from the markets. Tā Haitara helped me carry my kite home. It was so good of him to go all that way for me, don't you think? He even offered to help me with the ailing tonight, if you're not up to it. Hei tāna, e mōhio ana ia ki tētahi tuna nui e kore e taia te o I taku hinaki.
Whakamutu atu e rā kōrero hehea. Enough of that rubbish talk. Why don't you just go live with Tā Haitara if you think he's that great?
Excuse me? Heaha ia te mate. What's wrong?
Ko e kuare, don't play dumb with me. You know what's wrong.
No, I don't.
Whakakauana. She knows exactly what she's doing.
He was so helpful. Everyone's so nice to me.
Don't you know they just want one thing from you? You're so naive or oblivious to the fact. Or perhaps you like it, eh? Ko pērā rā nei kē koe. Ko rango nā kētie koe te haunga o tētahi atu, eh?
Listen to yourself. Kei te kimikimi noa nei koe. You're delusional.
How dare she? She needs to be taught a lesson.
Ai ni koe iau e hine. Watch yourself, woman.
Mā tēnā ka aha e mata. Maybe they know how to treat a woman better than you.
Hey!
Kana nao pe ahau I te paranui o tētahi atu kia rangona ai tōna haunga.
Kaua!
Nantokai!
Mataora!
Mataora saw white, and in a flash he saw himself in a fit of a jealous rage that stormed through the whare.
What are you doing?
When Mataora came to, his sight stammered around the walls of his whare, trying to make sense of what just happened. He focused on his trembling, scarlet smeared hands.
What have I done? Niwa, ko hea koe! Niwa!
Just then a worried mutitere came rushing to the whare.
Aue taukiri, iahatia, what happened? Me pono mai koe, Mata. What have you done?
I don't know. So something just came over me. I think I've done something terrible. Ko kite koe ia Niwareka. Is she all right?
Just as Ngusutere was to continue her interrogation, Niwareka's friend Tā Haitara conveniently came upon the commotion.
Oiare, I ronga o te tūnga o te puehu. Iahatia, I just saw my girl Niwareka heading for the lowlands. She did not look good. Mataora, iahatia a Niwareka. What happened to Niwareka?
Oh, ko wai koe.
Ko Tā Haitara ahau. Niwareka is my girl. I've been helping her around the markets. I'll offer to take her ailing tonight.
Distraught and ashamed, Mataora explained what had happened and the events leading up to his inexcusable actions. A hui was called amongst the village, and Mataora stood up to be accountable. The village agreed that he should go in search of Niwareka. One, to make sure she was safe and well. Two, to seek forgiveness from the Tūrehu.
Kia tau e tātou mā. Anei te whakatau. You have not only brought shame upon yourself, but also upon your people. And so you must make amends. Come with our blessings and our love, Mataura. But ultimately, it is only you who can deal with your inner demons. Haere me ngā manaki tangarongo. Patua te hara wene me te puhai hai ki te whakaro nui ki te whakaiti. Ki te aroha hoki. Strike jealousy and envy with the open mind, humility and with compassion. Haere tama. Whaia tuia ni wareka.
And so Mataora adorned himself with his finest whakarākei. His skin and face was smeared with the regal kōkōwai and draped over his shoulders the pueru that his love Niwarika weaved to him, and thus made his way to Pouterirangi, the house to the gateway of the underworld.
Kōwa tēnei e tāta ana I te tata o te whare o ku wata wata.
Ko Mataora tēnei.
Puku kauana. You have a nerve to be turning up here, Mr. Mata Liri. What is it you are wanting?
How do I get to the underworld? I must make amends with my darling Niwarika. I have done wrong by her, and I wish to make it right. Have you seen her?
Apaya. She came this way to return to her home in the underworld. She hurried by here, upset and sobbing. Boy, you must have a death wish to follow her back to her home world. Enter at your own risk, Imata. Boy, Anu, just remember, boy, you cannot bring anything back from the underworld to the upper world. If you do so, you will sever the ties and will not be able to cross between worlds. Forget that, boy. Oatu.
At the tuarongo of the whare of Kuatawata was the doorway to the underworld. Mataora made haste towards the doorway as Kuatawata opened it with an entertained smirk across his face. Mataora looked down into the underworld and saw the hustle and bustle of Rarohinga, the place where the Turehu dwell, and so he descended. It wasn't too long till he met Ti Waiwaka, Fantail.
Kena koe, Mataora. We've heard all about you, but I can't say we've been expecting you. Yes, she passed by, battered and bruised. I'm guessing that's why you're here. Whaia tēnei ara kia tai rāno koe ki te whare o Uetonga. Follow this road until you arrive at the house of Uetonga. You will notice the tapping sound.
Mataora thanked Ti Waiwaka and navigated his way down the road. A bustling metropolis of economics and commerce.
Wow.
It was here he witnessed a sophisticated civilization with a far superior understanding and advanced thinking, but also the beautiful markings of the scarred skin that had been pigmented by ink. The sound of rhythmic tapping became more apparent, and his curiosity grew.
Ana, ko Taiahau. Hey, hea tēnei momo toi.
Mataora saw men sitting around the head of another who was lying down. One was tapping on what looked like two small sticks, and flowing from the cheeks of this man was his blood. Mataora called.
Hey, he hanga rereke tā koutou mahi tāmoko I tā mātau o runga.
The tapping sound came to an abrupt halt, and a bewildered group of men turned their heads to see who was yelling out such blasphemy.
Kōrero, kōrero. Ko tāraro nei tāmoko tēnei. Kei te he anō arunga. Ko tēnā tāmoko ki raro nei, kā kia he kō whaiwhai noiho. Yeah, whatever. This is how we do tāmoko down here. What is done up there is all wrong. That style of tāmoko down here, we call it painted scrolls.
Ko te hōpara makaurangi o mātou o runga. To us above, it's called hōpara makaurangi. That's our style of tattoo.
Mara! Ko tēnā moho! Kia ra te whare! Ka kia he hōpara makaurangi, tēnā tuhi! Ki te tukua te moko ki runga i te tangata, ka kia he tuhi tēnā moko. E tāpei! That style of design is apparent. When the house is erected, it is then called hōpara makaurangi, that form of painting. If the pattern is delineated using pigment on a person, it's a drawn on moho.
Kia koutou hoki, we call that style whakairo.
And as Mataora spoke, Uetonga reached out to his face and smeared his kōkōwai.
E runga, e runga kei te he tonu ki te whakairo. Nā kua mā, he tuhi tēnā. Ko te whakairo kia mātou nei, kei ngā wāhine tētahi peka o tēnā ingoa. Above, your style of whakairo is still wrong because it's been erased. That makes it painting mehe pukuhohe, just like a clown. Whakairo is the name of a discipline belonging to our woman.
Mataora stood outside, stewing over his thoughts. The scent of petrichor lapped past his nose, and to rub salt into his wounds, it began to rain, and his superficial markings ran from his skin. It was here he remembered the words of his kaumātua.
Patua te hara wene me te puhai hai ki te whakaaro nui ki te whakaiti, ki te aroha hoki.
He te matua mutaku kuare. My name is Mata.
I know who you are, boy, and I know what you did to my daughter. If you want to show remorse, you will put your back to this mat and take on our style of moko. You will bleed. You will sit through the physical pain and endure the spiritual turbulence that comes with the receiving of our taonga. You will learn to understand what it means to be a kaitiaki of a taonga and its responsibilities. You will realize that this taonga is your friend to the grave. Mistreat it, and you mistreat yourself. Deface it, and you deface yourself.
Mataora didn't utter a word. In a somber state, he took his position on the mat. He knew it wasn't just about the moko, but his duty to his wife.
Kai ahu ahu kai rangatira kai nuku mo anahariki ko kurarai ara ko taranaki kai taranaki hoki te ipo toro horoe.
A song of Mataora travelled the song highway, reaching the outer limits of Rarohinga and thus reaching the dwelling of Niwarika in a place called Aroaroatea, where she spent her time weaving cloaks. Upon hearing the song, she made for the house of her father.
Papa, ko wai tēnā e tīraha ana kei raro iho I tō uhi matarau. Father, who is that lays beneath your multi-tooth chisel?
E niwa. Hei aho hoki tāu, don't you worry about it. Wei anō tāu, he tiaki aia ki o rāi anō ia. All you have to do is tend to him until he is well.
The face of Mataora was so swollen and unrecognizable that Niwarika was to not know who it was. She just knew as her job in assisting her father's art was to take care of those who had endured the excruciating deed of receiving the full-face muckle. What she did recognize was the cloak he wore. Weeks passed, and she became sure of who her patient was.
Emata, you came for me. What have you done to yourself?
He te tau, nā kui he ai. I needed to show my utmost sincerity when I say, I am sorry and I love you. Me hoki tāua. Me hoki tāua ki runga.
Ai, me hoki ki runga.
The couple went in front of Uetonga to announce their intentions to return to Te Aotearoa. Before they could say another word, Uetonga interjected.
Taihoa e mata, he mea he hihi o ki te hoki ki runga, a tēnā hoki atu ki runga, e rangi waiho taku kōtiro ki raro.
Why do you say that, Uetonga? I took on this beautiful tāmoko to show my commitment to you and to your daughter.
Tika tāu e mata. But is it the tikanga of above to beat your woman? Because down here, e haraia tātou taua tikanga. That's not how we roll. Let us dwell below. Leave the upper world and its evil deeds as a realm apart from the lower world with its peace and goodly ways.
But I shall adopt the ways of Rarohinga as mine in the upper world.
Now at last, Uetonga and his sons allowed Niwarika and Mataora to return to the upper world. Mataora replied,
Ah, tēnā koutou. I shall keep my promise and take care of Niwarika until my last breath.
And so the couple made their way back to the portal to where they came across Te Waiwaka.
Mataora, ko hui tēnā e hoa. My gosh, you looked better before you turned around. Tēnā koe taku ariki. Niwarika, will you be returning anytime soon?
Not anytime soon, Sir Te Waiwaka.
And do you have anything to declare before crossing over?
Nothing to declare, my dear.
Ka pai taku ariki. Tēnā whakawhiti atu. And you too, Mataora. And bro, you look better now than you did before. Haha, so you have anything to declare?
No, nothing at all. Just this new beautiful tāmoko on my face.
Are you sure you don't want to declare how lucky you are? She's taking you back, and you get to show the upper world the real style of tāmoko, you know. Tēnā whakawhiti atu.
And so the couple crossed through and ascended to the upper world. As they crossed over, Mataora turned back and said to Te Waiwaka,
Hey, I will also show the upper world the real style of weaving in tāniko.
Mataora had smuggled a korowai from the house where he was nursed in Aroaroate. This was to be the severing act between the two dimensions.
Kaia te karoro! E runga, e runga! You have severed the tie between the two worlds, and now you may not return. Au e Mataora! E taku ariki! Niwarika!
And so this is how we, in Te Aotearoa, came to learn the art of tāmoko and the arts such as weaving and tāniko patterns. Wow, I must commend the person that wrote that.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes, whoever wrote that. Oh,
he should, yes. He should write Game of Thrones season 9. No, we won't go there.
No. If you watched Game of Thrones, you know, I think you can separate into two types of people. People that watch it and people that don't.
People that don't, uh-huh. Yeah.
And if you don't watch it, that's fine. You don't need to tell everybody that you haven't seen an episode.
Yeah, it's all right. It's fine.
Anyway, hui anō. Anā kia huri ki te kōrero mo te Once Upon a Time anei. Lots of kōrero in there. But of course, ko te kaupapa nui o te kōrero nei is around Niwarika and Mataora.
Mataora, yeah.
And it's no coincidence that interpretation of his name means living face.
Living face, aye. And which Mataora. Is what we call a full face moko.
Yes,
in Te Aotearoa.
Mataora. And the chin moko... It's known as Kauaitehe.
Kauaitehe, that's the
or
one.
Or Whakatehe.
Mm-hmm.
Or Tārua is the other one I've heard.
Tārua.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you got any kupu for moko kauai? And Ruru is the other one.
Ruru,
which
yeah.
Which is a Te Arawa.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, good kōrero in there about the origins of tā moko. But I think the big moral of the story is Kaua e patu I te wahine. I think that's the biggest one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So all of the things that Mataora was lucky to bring back, smuggle. Yeah. Pass tirai raka, he got them through customs.
Didn't declare anything.
Yeah.
Smuggled through, some which contraband.
Severed the connection with Rarohinga. And it's the same, vice versa.
Yeah.
If you go to Rarohinga and you eat of the food, there's no coming back.
No coming back.
Yeah. I call it anō tērā.
I like how this very clever writer sort of likened the receiving of the mataora as a friend for him to look after and not mistreat, which was the same as taking Niwareka back with him and not mistreat her.
Yeah, it was the symbolism between the two, where, you know, was him getting it finally, like, actually, like, getting the idea. Kua hina tore. Yeah, hey, that might be a kiwaha for a later time.
Well, that's to be a stamp, I guess, physically.
Yep.
Upon him, and then mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, that he will never ever do that again to Niwareka. This was the pain he had to go through in order to get Niwareka back. And this was the payment, I guess. Koine te utu. But I remember when I first heard the story, I didn't really get that. It was a long, long time ago now when I first heard the origins of Tāmoko, and I thought, man, he's lucky he went down to get Niwareka after, you know.
Yeah, and he come back with some other stuff.
Yeah, and he got this moko. And it was like, I thought, oh, geez. But since then I've heard, I think that was the very shallow version of the story, I guess. And hearing from Tohunga Tāmoko story, particularly Hemi Te Pēti, his take on the kōrero, what he was taught was, this was the punishment that her father, Uetunga, dished out to him. And he was actually held down and given the moko. To be a reminder to him. So, yeah, painga kōrero I roto. And then the kōrero about the arts of weaving.
That's pretty big. Because were there any more things that come from there?
I tēnei, well, I can't. It's the weaving, particularly whatu. Tāniko. And again, there's a connection there with the tūrehu, because there's other stories like of kahukura getting the art of net making. Of the patipaere or the tūrehu. Or Punaturi.
They're
this magical race, I guess, or people, I'd say, and that came through too. Very advanced.
They might be elephants.
So that's good too. There's teachings that came through from Te Iwi Tūrehu.
I heard one of the things they smuggled back was a tātua.
See, that's another cool, What I like is looking at all the variants and how people understand the story. So, like, another tātua came through. I was trying to think how. And so they taught in this one, and from the source that I got the writing from, was it said whakairo. And do people use that in weaving? Like, whakairo?
Yeah.
Like, that's the type of the
art. Isn't that like ki te whakairo?
Yeah, that's the one. Ki te whakairo,
So isn't that like the name for the patterns? I don't know.
Elaborately woven ki te.
Ki
te whakairo.
Yep.
And then looking at that word whakairo, this is from another Tohunga Tāmoko, was that kupu whakairo is to make like the maggot.
Kia ora.
If you were to leave a body to decompose and to be taken by the flies, which was in the old days, that the marks that the maggots leave on your skin, and this might seem all macabre, because it is, that they would leave these marks on your skin and they would actually eat in spirals and make these designs.
Was first seen.
Oh, this is another
layer,
Matauranga. Yeah, going back to Matauranga. So another version I've heard was that he actually had four creatures that helped guide him back Rarohinga. Or guide him to Rarohinga, because he hadn't been there before. And so I can only remember two, but one of them was a pika pika. And if you look at the...
is that a bat?
The lines that are on the forehead, the eyebrow, they sort of hook under.
Yeah.
And then they go outwards like the wings. And so, you know, on bat tail, they have those little hook hands at the end of their wings. That's what
Batman.
Sorry, I just had to do that.
Same bat channel, same bat time.
Can't wait.
And then another, the other one that I remember is the kiwi. So the bits on the nose, how there's the punga, like the the circle looking bit with the bits that come down here is like the kiwi's beak. Yeah.
Choice.
I've heard that kōrero as well. Yeah, yeah. I think the other birds are kaka.
Yeah, yeah, there's heaps of bird-like or inspirations for the designs, yeah.
The kaka, the pika pika, the kiwi, and the ruru.
Oh, yes, the ruru. Yes. Yeah, and so and the version that I heard was that Mata Ora was based on his helpers.
Kia ora.
Oh, cool. Kia ora, kuna. Anna.
Sorry,
I
done a stupid hand gesture on my face, but
hang loose, hang
I'll leave it to imagination what I did do.
And so, yeah, this is, don't worry, we're going to get a tāmoko, tohunga tāmoko on here to probably elaborate more on this kōrero.
In the summer, probably.
In the summer, yeah,
the snow melts on Hikurangi.
On the Hikurangi, aye.
Nā hui a tuku wahine, he koraua was a tohunga tāmoko, and he was the last practicing tohunga tāmoko of old here within Tainui anyway. And two or three of them alive still today of his mokopuna that remember way back in the 40s, 30s, 40s of kuia. And he done kauaitehe.
Yeah.
So wahine. Remember a woman coming to get their tāmoko done. Yeah, in the process of, they used to help their koro make the wai kauri.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
for his, for the tā, for the moko and stuff. So, rawe, rawe ngā kōrero, oh, yeah, yeah.
And even that, saying that, that you partake from not just line there, you partake in making the stuff for you.
The other thing too, in here, another tikanga, I guess, is how Niwarika nursed Mata Ora. And that He Mita Peti, another tohunga tāmoko, and he, by using the uhi, gave taku hungawai, gave her kauaitehe with the chisel.
Wow.
And he likened his wahine that came with him, she was the nurse, she always works with him.
Yeah.
And he likens her to Niwereka. And they're working together. Of uetonga and Niwereka, and then Niwereka and Mata Ora. So, yeah, kei reira ngā taonga tuku iho I roto I ngā mahi, ngā kōrero tuku iho.
So if you knew somebody who was quite caring towards others, like a nurse, could you say me ko Niwereka?
He pai tēnā whakaro. And then when we get another story about tāwhaki, you'll see the likeness of Niwereka and Hene Piripiri.
Kia ora.
I'll leave that. So yeah, he nui ngā kōrero I roto. Again, this is one version of the kōrero that's been presented, and actually there's a whole lot of things that have been brought into this kōrero, and we do our best, but it is not the be all end all.
Take this as gospel. It has to be entertaining too, so we put a few
Yeah, and one thing we hope it does is inspire you to you know, maybe do your own sort of research. And generate some discussion out there amongst you, our listeners.
Anna.
Nō reira, tēnā koutou. And our waiata
is Niwereka.
Cool.
Sung by Tauramai Tawhiti I think the 2016 regionals, and then they done another version of it at Te Matatini as well.
There you go. We are graced by the melodious voices of Tauramai Tawhiti, no roto mai a te whānau apanui. Anei tāra te waiata, hei tautoko I te once upon a time, anei te kōrero mō Niwereka rāwa ko Mata Ora. Ana, ko te waiata mei, ko Niwereka.
Oh,
And I'd like to wrap up by saying a shout out to my mokopuna, my niece's daughter, whose name is Niwarika.
Beautiful.
Yes, that's right. Yep. Beautiful name, that.
Yeah.
Kuina. Kōrero whakamutunga e hoa ma?
Yeah, I want to do a shout out to my daughter Taniko. That's who I got that name from too, yeah.
Ka whai.
Because Niwarika was already gone, I was like, ah, oh, man. Okay, Taniko, pai ake.
Ka whai.
And yeah, I'll do a shout out to everybody listening.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I don't want to miss out on these shout outs. So.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And so, all you listeners out there. Yeah.
And kia ora ai e nei kōrero, hoatu e nei ingoa kia koutou tamariki.
Yeah.
That's why we do it.
Kuina hoki.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Lovely. Ka pai tātou. Anna.
Anna.
Ko tai tātou ki te mutinga o tēnei putanga, whakapāhotanga o Taringa. Thank you all again, koutou Ngai Taringa mā. E hoki hoki tonu mai nei ki te whakarongo ki ngā kōrero. And just heard unofficially that Taringa is in the top 10 of educational Pono Apaho podcasts out there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoever thought? I never did well at school, but I'm in the top 10.
You're educating people.
I'm educating people. Yeah, don't do what I did.
And other thing too, 96. Is every time we come on Taringa, we educate ourselves as well.
This is the big draw card for myself.
E kore e mutu te ako.
Tika.
Hoi anō, nā runga i tērā, e mihi atu nei kia koutou katoa, hei ko nā mai rā.
Whakarongo ki te tangi a te kori mako Korero flowing at the hook of force Kaupapa relevant, kaupapa out of bounds Kaupapa exigent, kaupapa paramount Nā ko nā whakapiri mai ki te Kaupapa tino whakahira hira Whakarongo pi kari kari mai Hare hare mai, o tā ringa hare hare mai We gotta Gather up close everybody Gather up close everybody Kani kani move that body Kani kani move that body
Taringa He mea tuku nā te wānanga o Aotearoa.
Ā, nā te māngai pāho I tautoko. To listen to more episodes, search for us on your podcast app and subscribe. Taringa, whakarongo mai.